This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're kicking off our number two. We will get back into the story about the London photographer that went to North Korea and smuggled out a bunch of photos that the North Korean government does not want anyone to take, let alone ever see outside of the Democratic People's Republic.
You better watch
Korea.
Out for the ninjas. They're coming for you.
Don't know why you think that the Koreans have ninjas hiding in London.
Everyone has ninjas.
Even we have ninjas, Daryl.
Yes, we do. I saw it on a movie.
Yeah, and at the Libertarian Party National Convention, there was one of the presidential candidates that kept calling himself a ninja, but that's the worst ninja ever because ninjas don't run around saying, "Hey, everybody, I'm a ninja."
I didn't say everyone produced good ninjas.
The first rule of ninjas.
So obviously he was a very bad ninja to proclaim himself so.
The first rule of ninjas is you don't talk about being a ninja. I wonder if Parker, calling in from Washington, either is a ninja, has ever been a ninja, or has ever wanted to be a ninja. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, I have no idea how I would even be a ninja. I think...
All ninjas say, yeah. So I'm fairly certain you actually are
all
a
right.
Ninja.
Go ahead, ninja.
So I have a couple of things tonight. I've got an update from yesterday's conversation about...
You're going to have to remind people what yesterday's conversation was. Yeah, so, I was on the show, and I don't even remember, and I know there are people listening that were not.
Well, one of the big topics last night was... the national anthem and like the movement behind that, people getting behind Kaepernick. And I talked about how my mom and my dad both say it doesn't matter if it's the national anthem, the Canadian national anthem. We're still going to stand.
Would they stand for the North Korean national anthem?
I did not ask that particular question, but I asked a similar one, which was, had you been alive during the 1936 Berlin Olympics, had you been in attendance of said Olympics, would you have stood for the National Social German National Anthem? And my mom said no.
I would probably doubt that. I bet everybody there stood because Germany hadn't really revealed itself to be anything other than the miracle of Europe that everyone in America was
they had a lot of American
proclaiming.
Fans.
Yeah.
Lots of American fans.
Yeah. I mean, Adolf Hitler was Time's Man of the Year like twice. So
right, but the Man of the Year, and Chris, please pull up the actual definition of this, because I have heard it, just because somebody is Man of the Year does not mean that they are, like, you know, the best person. It just means that they had made the most significant, they were, for good or bad, the most newsworthy person of the year.
Okay,
is that basically the definition there, Chris?
Still pulling it up, but that's definitely my understanding. Yeah, that they were, they contributed to the international dialogue.
For good or bad.
In some significant way.
Right. So there's that. I'm definitely going to try and back Kaepernick by sitting at the next Washington State University Cougar game that I go to.
Go Cougars.
yeah. And also,
although I'm a Huskies fan, I will cheer for the Cougars as long as they're not playing Washington.
You're a UW fan, boo.
Only because my high school mascot was the Huskies, and so, you know, like I feel some sort of connection there the University of Washington is the Huskies.
Hold on, Alabama? Oh. You grew up in Alabama, right?
Yes. The Hewitt-Trussville Huskies.
This always cracks me up. So in the deep, deep South. And yes. It doesn't get much deeper south than Alabama. We chose basically an Arctic dog as our mascot.
And we actually had an Arctic dog that was there. So, like, we actually had a husky.
Nice.
So, you know, like Georgia Bulldogs, they actually have a bulldog that sits on the sidelines. We actually had a husky that sat on our sidelines.
What a miserable dog, I'm thinking. Unless he had an air conditioner strapped to him.
My mom went to Northern Illinois University, and so I always say the only good husky is a Northern Illinois husky.
Yeah. Did you have more to say about the national anthem?
No, but I would like to move on to another topic, which happened earlier this morning.
Very brief.
Very brief. So I got a call from a Army recruiter this morning, and he asked, "Hey, have you ever given any thought to joining the Army?" And, like, I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't know how to say it. So I eventually just went with, "Yeah, I have no desire whatsoever to ever be a government employee. That includes, but is not limited to, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, police, or any other such things." And he's like, "Well, why don't you want to be a government employee?" And it's like, well, the government is a coercive institution, which it uses violence, coercion, compulsion, intimidation, threats of violence against nonviolent people. And I don't know what he said after that, but he basically hung up on me.
But you would be a hero, Parker, a hero in the eyes of the people.
Ooh, a hero, but at what cost?
You could stand up there right next to the golden calf. People would love you.
Oh, my.
Nice try playing devil's advocate, but no, I won't do it.
Good.
Well, good.
Parker, thanks.
You've got two military Joes on the show, and I put my four in. I don't know how many you served there, Mr.
I did
Chris.
Four, too.
And I don't miss it. It was, you know what? I used to tell people, young people who didn't know what they wanted to do with themselves,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? Just join. You'll get free college out of it. You'll get someone telling you how to live your life for 4 years and give you the opportunity to find yourself. But you know what? I never went to war.
I was
in between the 90s war and the 2000s war, right in between. I lucked out.
Well, so you never went to Bosnia?
Never went anywhere. I was in the States the whole time.
You can never say that there was never a war. So I was in like 82 to 86, but during that time we did Grenada. We had Marines stationed in Lebanon. That was the attack on the Marine barracks there. So there's always something going on. But I did choose to go into a non-combat related field. It's one of those things that when I was growing up, and I'm generations past these two youngsters, that, you know, I didn't know as much as I do now. I didn't recognize. I was very much a young fledgling neocon learning my way in the world, which I did. Now, back to Time Man of the Year, there have been a couple. Hitler was not a two-peat on that. He did win it once. But the rest of them seem to be U.S. presidents. Franklin Delano Roosevelt won it twice. Let me see. Harry Truman, Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, not a crook.
Not a crook. Won it back-to-back years. Lyndon Johnson won it in 64 and in 67. But my favorite one was you. You won in 2006.
And is it like a mirror?
It was a picture on the front of a guy pointing, like, at you.
Is it Alfred Newman from Mad Magazine?
No. And the definition is basically the person that, for better or worse, made the most impact in the year.
Yeah. Newsworthy.
What year was that again?
But you also had, like, Stalin won in 42. You have a lot of not good actors throughout the years, but, you know, Uncle Joe.
But they definitely made the news. They definitely influenced the news the most during that year.
Well, I think what's interesting is these people that have been nominated, this might have been at a time when, you know, Joseph Stalin was the one fighting the Nazis on the other front.
Yeah.
And that was really helping out the war effort. So he was seen as kind of a hero. Plus,
Stalin was an ally.
Yeah, he was an ally and a great, you know, a great example of what socialism can do for us.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. Time, Man of the Year, is it worth anything? Or North Korea? Or anything else on your mind? 855-450-FREE.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we started last hour with the story about a man, Michael Lehunowicz, who went to North Korea because that is allowed, although it's not your regular vacation, because, well, when you get there, you're accompanied by guides. He said that his group was accompanied by two of them who intercepted them in Pyongyang. One of the guides was a woman whom he described as kind. He says she did most of the talking and smiling and even sang them a song.
Oh,
he says it seems that everyone living in Pyongyang has to wear a badge, and you can't just buy one. Supposedly, they give it to you if you're obedient and don't ask stupid questions. Or, rumor is you can buy a counterfeit from China. Isn't China wonderful? Like, you can buy counterfeit everything from China. Even the I'm an obedient North Korean citizen badge.
Just because it's cheaper, just because I buy my eyeglasses from China, as opposed to the $200 name brand from here in the States, just because it's cheaper, why does it make that counterfeit? In my book, that makes it the only choice. It is.
You came up with something that looks just like the expensive brand, but only for half the price,
yeah,
or a third.
Well, it's counterfeit if they're using the same name.
Yeah.
Or if they're passing it off as the same thing.
That little squiggle in the end on the T on the end is makes it unique.
Can I just say that I have days where I feel like giving badges to people who don't ask me stupid questions.
Conan would never get one of the badges.
No. I used to get them all the time. It was in kindergarten. I'd get a star next to my name because I was the good kid.
You didn't ask any stupid questions.
And I was a teacher's pet.
Hunewix continues the picture of North Korea that she, being the female guide, painted for us was that of a brave little country defying imperialists. Only the U.S. and Japan were mentioned by name, but they didn't seem to think too highly of the Chinese either, albeit struggling due to their oppression, which happens to go against the official doctrine of Juche, that is, of complete independence from the outside world. Hunewix said the male guide was more of an authoritative enforcer who appeared more distant to the travelers. He rarely spoke, and when he did, it was in short bursts. Though the male guide was short and skinny, he exuded confidence, inspected seemingly important papers, and was saluted by almost all of the other soldiers. Hunewix had a challenging time trying to empathize and relate to the people he encountered while in North Korea. The interactions with the guides were beyond cultural reach. Communication was limited, and only the simplest of jokes could be communicated. He says, I forgot to mention, you're not allowed to take pictures from the train. There are ordinary North Koreans on the train with you, but they didn't say anything when I took these pictures. There are also uniformed North Koreans, and I avoided taking pictures when they were around. I found it difficult to like them because they lied to us. They said there was no crime in North Korea, no famine, no homosexuality. To be fair, that was their profession, and I had known it would be that way. They were very different from us culturally. We were a fairly diverse bunch, anyway, all Westerners, but from different continents. Pluralism and individualism are regarded as the greatest enemy in North Korea. I understood the significance of being able to drive a car anywhere you want, when you please, where you please. As our guide told us in North Korea, you can only travel big distances by bus or train when you get permission.
Well, that's the same here.
No.
You can't drive any distance without permission.
No. What they're saying, they're not saying you have to have a driver's license. They're saying...
And a registered vehicle.
If you want to drive...
And a vehicle inspection.
If you want to drive from Keene to California, you have to call up...
Papers, please.
Korean Central Government and say, I would like to travel this distance. And then they give you permission or deny your request. That's what he means by you can only travel long distances with permission.
How did he figure all this out? He was there, 4 days? He says he saw crime. Does he talk about the crime that he saw?
He did not say that he saw any crime, but he said the guides told them crime does not exist in North Korea.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe they smack it down so quick.
Well, yeah.
He says the itinerary was prearranged with a tight schedule that allowed for little deviation. The guides would put the travelers to sleep and wake them up at 8 a.m. with a phone call to their hotel rooms. The hotel rooms were equipped with a shabby radio by their beds, which they suspected was actually for surveillance. In addition, the travelers had no planning to do because everything was pretty much set for them. The guides were often on the phone, and we thought it was to warn people that we were coming so they could switch the lights on and prepare to make a good impression. As for food, they were allowed to visit designated restaurants that offered many small plates of food. Hunewitz described it a bit more monotonous, but thought highly of the kimchi and beef that the guests self-cooked. The waitresses serving us often seemed a little terrified. This was our first night in North Korea. We dined in the hotel's basement in a small room, debating whether it was bugged and wondering whether we could trust one another. The whole group was seven people. North Korean cuisine, he says, apparently lacks the concept of dessert, and travelers were advised before they ever got to Korea to bring their own snacks. However, North Korea did have some surprises, including alcohol and an interesting way of raising crops. He says they had beer and they had a Grimm, that's a German-themed beer bar. At one point, they served something else they called beer, but it was served in a shot glass. It had a double-digit alcohol content, without a doubt. They took us to this spot, and this is up under a photo. He says, they took us to this spot again and again. They must have been really impressed by this mural. The food grown in North Korea uses human waste as fertilizer. Large places of employment, as well as the ordinary population, are supposedly obliged to provide certain amounts of it for that use. One wonders what tourists produce as well.
They must have learned that from that that Martian movie, growing potatoes from
The
waste.
Martian.
Yeah, they must have learned that real quick. Hey, look what that guy did.
I think we love
Matt Damon.
We got an easy way to verify this, too, and I know for a fact he's a listener, at least on Thursday nights, but Dennis Rodman, I know you're listening tonight. If you could call in, we would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your take on North Korea.
He says during his time there, he noticed few pets or children. He says the country is very depressing. He only saw a handful of people smiling or expressing anything other than obedience. They just walk in silence from one place to another to avoid foreigners like ourselves. One omnipresent sight were the pictures and statues of Kim Il-sung that could be found in every corner of the country. He described North Korean culture as a blend of communism, Christianity, and Buddhism alongside myths and legends about the supreme leader and how he created the world. That's right. Supreme leader Kim Il-sung created the world.
They are gods.
I thought he was just a protector, but he actually is far and beyond.
There's a little bit more to this story and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What about the fifth floor of the hotel? Well, we'll tell you. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to your phone calls and continue the story about the man that went to North Korea and snuck out a bunch of photos and saw some things he wasn't supposed to see. But maybe you are planning on going to North Korea. If you do, don't take any business cards with you. You keep those here in the U.S. Doesn't matter whether it's for your business or some organization that you have. But if you do need business cards, again, I don't advise you taking them to North Korea. They'll just get, you know, confiscated, and you might wind up in one of their incarceration camps. But go to Vistaprint, and you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Now, you do have to pay shipping. Yes, Conan, you have to pay shipping. I know you got all upset because I didn't mention that one time before, and you went to go buy some business cards, and you're like, what's this shipping stuff?
Shipping is very important, especially if it's close to the same price as you're paying for the product. You're getting ripped.
Well, that's only if you get the I want this stuff here tomorrow that costs the same as the $9.99 for 500 business cards.
Get it snail mail.
And you can only get that if you use code FTL. Now, the business cards are fully customizable. You can customize the text, the colors, the backsides, use, you know, one of their thousands of industry-specific templates, or create your own design and upload your own custom creation. And they do have a lot more other than just business cards, but the business cards are by far the best seller. Again, 500 starting at just $9.99. Go to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL. Let's go to the phones.
No.
You're wagging your finger. Why are you wagging your finger at
me?
Because
you said something, and I have a thought. I want to bring this thought to the table.
Oh dear, Conan has a thought.
All right, so we're all going to go visit North Korea tomorrow, all three of us.
All right,
and we can take an item with us. We can sneak an item in that will net us a good profit because the North Koreans really want it. And no, it's not a bus ticket out of there. A ticket with freedom written on it and a bus ticket to South Korea.
Oh, what was that snack cake that the people in North Korea were paying handsomely for and using as currency?
I have never heard of this. Like a Little Debbie snack?
No, it was...
Oatmeal cookie? Go ahead.
It was Snickers not bar. Little Debbie.
Snickers.
No, it's not a brand that would, you know, like... ring a bell to most Americans, but there is a snack cake, and somebody actually sent some to the LRN studio.
Oh, really?
A couple of years ago, and they're okay, but apparently, you know, like these things are bartered as currency in North Korea. So if I could smuggle something into North Korea, it would be these candies that are basically used as currency.
As opposed to one of those fake stars, I mean, fake badges. Like a China-made badge of obedience. What is it? What were they called?
They didn't give a name, but yeah, there's some kind of obedience badge. It didn't say how expensive the things were that you buy the counterfeit from China. So
I'm thinking I would take a suitcase of obedience badges. Chris, what about you?
But you don't have a suitcase of obedience badges,
well,
and it would be very difficult to get. It would be a lot easier to get these snack
cakes. I would be in
cakes.
South Korea, and I would be at the shop that made them, and I would walk them across the border.
They get them from China. Mm-hmm. Ricky, what would you take into the suitcase into North Korea?
Well, what would I take? I'd probably take a couple rolling rocks and sit down with one of their people over there and crack one open.
It sounds like what they're drinking is pretty strong.
A lot stronger than Rolling Rock. I don't advise anybody ever putting Rolling Rock anywhere near their mouth. It is
Wait a minute. I'm drinking one right now.
Come on, Darryl.
I'm sorry that you are not drinking good beer.
Have you ever had a bucket of rocks, Ricky?
You know what? Maybe, Darryl, I was thinking about this. You know, this happened to my uncle, did it to my other uncle. Maybe that wasn't a Rolling Rock that you're drinking in that tall green bottle with the white lettering on it. You know, because I'm drinking one warm right now. It's like ale. So.
You can't tell the difference of whether it actually is Rolling Rock or if it's a bottle of urine. Taste exactly the same. Rolling Rock is horrible.
We're just going to agree to disagree.
As is Budweiser, as is Coors Light.
I'm a fan of the original Rolling Rock, not the post-purchase buyout Rolling Rock. But
I
always drank more Yingling when I was down there than anything else.
Oh, I drink too much of that.
chat room has informed me that the coveted snack cookie is called a choco pie or a choco pie.
Yep, that's it.
And it's basically a marshmallow-filled chocolate wafer kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's basically a off-brand moon pie. Ricky, you ever had a moon pie?
I have, actually. I've had a moon pie. Moon pies are scary. I have to admit, I love them, though. But that's not what I was going to talk tonight about. You know, kind of what it was tonight was, you see... I will tell you, in the future, you know, when you guys are on, you know, and I'm going to be talking to Ian, too. A lot of things are going to be coming out because I can talk about so much now. But one of the things I want to talk about now is a little problem we're experiencing here in the Commonwealth. See, right now what's happening is, see, one of the things people like to do is play Pokemon Go for real. Now, I did mention, maybe under duress, but I got clearance of it, that I'm a Windows insider. Well, they like to play Pokemon Go for real. Insiders don't play Pokemon Go. I'll give you an example of that. See, I'll tell you how I dress, Darryl. And pretty soon I'm going to Skype in, and you'll see what I look like. See, when I dress
we don't use the cam on Skype, so it doesn't matter.
Well, no, my picture on my profile.
We will see your profile picture.
See, I'll give an example of how I dress, and I think this might be part of it, too. It comes from my hometown. That's why I dress this way. Now, I dress, you know, black T-shirt, black belt, which I might add, I bought at the Sporting Goods 25 years ago for $45. It's the same kind of belt that a state cop would wear. Black jeans, engineering boots. I got long long, dark brown hair that's halfway down my back, the color of a dark chocolate bar. Now, I'll tell you what's going on right now. Example. See, one of the things people are doing is they like to call the cops on people just for sitting there. You know, maybe it's the way
people call the cops on you because you're dressed in all black.
That could be part of it. You know, or maybe I have long hair or whatever. I mean, I had it at the Howard Johnson's. I spoke about this recently. And the biggest problem is it's not so bad when it's with Commonwealth cops. When it gets even worse is when you're dealing with the state cops. And the reason why is I then got to throw things away. I can't even deal with it. I just deal with the situation and I throw it away. I mean, I've been banned in several places because the big game that people are playing is they'll play, okay, and I'm talking establishment. What'll happen is customers, and usually it's the New Yorkers and Jersey that are doing it. I had this recently at the Gap Diner. Now, that I didn't get banned from there, but I got banned from the Travel Inn where I went next. You know, I had it at the Dollar Tree in Broadsville.
So why are you getting banned from places?
You get banned because you're playing Pokemon Go everywhere you go?
I'll give you an example. See, what's happening is it's these people that are from New York and Jersey. See, what's
right,
happening
you
is,
already mentioned that it's right. People from New York and New Jersey, but what are you actually doing to wind up getting banned from all of these places?
All right, I'll give it. Just standing there, brother. Because what's happening is with people, I had it out
for... So, loitering? You're being banned for loitering?
No.
And that's what just standing there means, Ricky. Thank you for the funny campy go to Robert, calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert. I guess we don't have Robert in South Carolina.
I wanted to know why he was getting banned. He was either he looked.
He was just going to say people from New York and New Jersey again.
Here's where I was going. So either he looked like a criminal, or he was playing Pokemon Go where he shouldn't, or he was upset with the people from New York and New Jersey who were playing Pokemon Go, and he went and confronted them.
Fact, you cannot stand there and play Pokemon Go. You have to move around.
Yes.
Therefore, he was doing something else.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More from North Korea.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we're talking about this photographer from London, Michael Hunewicz, who went to North Korea. And, well, Michael did some things that the North Korean government doesn't want you to do. He took some photos that the North Koreans don't want anybody to ever see. And he lived... He went in August of last year. He has posted a story just recently. There will be the link on the Facebook and Twitter pages or Twitter feeds of Free Talk Live. And, well, let's get back into the story where he says he was told, "We love and respect our close family members. We are attached to our parents, children, partners, and it seems natural. Or rather, that seems natural and normal to us. In North Korea, they teach their citizens that family ties are weak compared to the love of the Communist Party. Words like dear or beloved are reserved not for your wife or significant other, but for glorious leaders alone. The rumor is the fifth floor of the hotel we stayed in is entirely dedicated to the surveillance of guests. Some people manage to visit it. The door is usually closed when we would take the stairs, so it is worth a Google." He says the most daring stunt he pulled in his trip was to enter a local grocery store that was off limits to foreigners. When his guide turned his back, Hunewicz slipped into the shop. He says the lights were off and everyone froze. "I had maybe 15 seconds in there before my guide realized what had happened and kicked me out. I managed to take two sneaky photos that show the dark shop with mostly empty shelves." He says it was a shop where you ask the salesperson to give you each product and you're not allowed to pick things up on your own. "That's exactly the type of shops I remember from my early childhood before actual supermarkets appeared. I think that kind of shop reflects poverty and the lack of trust between people." According to Hunewicz, photography is allowed and encouraged in North Korea, but only in designated places that are well-maintained and ready to be inspected by foreigners.
Do they call those First Amendment zones over there, too? Or
probably checking? Not.
Because their First Amendment is the right to drink whatever hell I want to drink, as long as it's in the...
Is it? I don't know.
He says
the designated areas.
"Everything else is not allowed. So you can take pictures where they say, you're free to take pictures here. You can't take pictures of anything else. He says, men and women in Pyongyang, we were told old marriages in North Korea are arranged. Visitors had to adhere to strict rules regarding photography during their time there. Photos while on the train were not allowed. Photos of soldier and military installations also not allowed. He says you were allowed to take photos at the DMZ, but not on your way to the DMZ. No photos inside the Victorious War Museum. Victorious, despite the armistice that they actually acknowledge. Shin Dong-yuk recalls students working in winter handling metal rods without gloves, which sometimes meant ripping skin from one's hands, and a punishment for complaining was sticking one's tongue to a freezing pipe of metal so that it would stick. He says, camera rolls are typically vetted before visitors are allowed to leave the country. Visitors who disobey the rules were reprimanded by their guides. He now has a picture with a quote that says, this is what Pyongyang looks like from the Yongdo Hotel on the left, the Koryo Hotel, supposedly on fire quite recently. And I believe that's the big giant hotel that's not actually finished and nobody is allowed to ever go there ever. He says, this is where you stay if you're Chinese. The Chinese are given a lot more freedoms than anyone else. They did tell one of us, off for taking photos of a soldier that we were allowed to photograph, but only from the front or the profile, not from the back for some reason. The photos had to be deleted. And he does actually have in this post a picture of a North Korean soldier from the back. He says certain cameras are also not permitted, including ones with lenses above 200 millimeters. His amateur DSLR camera was carefully scrutinized upon his arrival and throughout his entire stay. It adds, Pyongyang Times is a weekly magazine that was launched in 1965 and is published in English and French. The front page is usually dedicated to the ruling Kim visiting various places and handling precious advice. The magazine claimed that if the Olympic Games were held in South Korea, many sportsmen and tourists of the world would meet death infected with AIDS, and so many people had been deliberately infected by American soldiers. That's what they're told. He says the officer would leave our compartment many times. Each time we'd hide my camera, then she'd return, search for it, and inspect it again, which was becoming a bit nerve-wracking until she finally let go. Since South Korea is no longer providing fertilizer, North Koreans are charged with collecting feces in winter for spring planting. This is used to produce toibi, a fertilizer in which ash is mixed with human excrement. Factories and public enterprises had been ordered to produce 2 tons of toibi. They spent 3 hours at the border, surrounded by customs officers, soldiers, and police dogs that appear to be malnourished. He says, I was very uneasy about the illegal photos I had taken, but I took some steps towards getting them out. Changed my camera menus to Polish, took loads of boring photos to slow them down and discourage them from continuing to check. I had multiple memory cards hidden all over my luggage. I attached my least conspicuous lenses. Inside the customs facility, however, they demanded my phone. You had to give them your phone, unlock it, and then they'd search it while you stood idly by outside of the building. Well, I didn't have a phone on me as I left it in China. They asked if I had a camera. I replied that I did not. After that, they began to question other people, and having looked about me, I walked out of the building hoping they would not stop me. They did not. I was lucky. They never saw my photos. Somehow, Hunewitz managed to bring his rare souvenirs home intact. His photos give outsiders a glimpse into the inside of the little-known lives of some 25 million people who live in one of the most secretive places in the world. He says, you have to be fast. Soon we notice that while Pyongyang is meant to be a utopian showcase for foreign visitors like ourselves, there are more glamorous bits and there are less glamorous bits. What's more, our mute driver was perfectly aware of this, and so he would conveniently slow down whenever the surroundings were impressive and speed up whenever they were less pleasant to make them more difficult to photograph.
Come on, we do that too. If I have like friends or family in town, yeah, you speed
there,
up.
There are certain parts.
Oh, yes.
There's certain areas of Keene that you don't go through.
And I don't know what the big deal is or why everybody makes it. I mean, they've got a perfectly fine constitution.
Oh, they do. They have an amazing constitution.
Yeah, I mean, Article 6.
The right to privacy, the right to travel.
They get the organs vote, too,
the
right?
State powered all over. Yeah, are elected at the principle of universal, equal, and direct suffrage by secret ballot. And even deputies of the organ of the state power at all levels have close ties with their constituents and are accountable to them for their work. The electors may recall the deputies they have elected if the latter are not to be trusted. I'd like that. Can we just recall our congressman? Not easily.
He says, before going, I was worried at some point that I would laugh because of the absurdities and get into trouble. But the reality is, it was not funny at all. It was disturbing and depressing. Though he does say, I'd love to visit again, but not until it's a free country. When it finally shakes off the shackles, it will open up. It will tell all of its stories and offer us its stunning landscape. That will be a great time to go, and I hope it happens soon.
He wants them to have some of our freedom, some of our democracy.
No, I don't think he wants to give them democracy, because in theory they already have democracy.
Well, they coincide. They're one and the same, Daryl.
Yeah, but...
And democracy are the same, right?
Spreading American democracy generally means dropping bombs on people.
That's probably
And I know that there are some
wants.
People...
This guy wants that.
I don't think he... You're speculating a lot.
He hates this place, but he wants to go back. I don't get it.
He says it's a lovely place... The government's absolutely horrible,
okay.
But it's a lovely place to visit. Like, you know, the
kind of like California,
right? California,
yes.
Now absolutely horrible government.
We should bomb California.
No, we should not bomb anywhere.
Take over their vineyards.
No, no, no. And I can't believe you're even advocating such a thing. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, hour three coming up. 855 453.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.